everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 6:39, Brock Hunter.
There he is, good morning.
No! Not that it! Sorry, I had to stretch it out. Yeah, I pulled something. Ow. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. But right now, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Nailed it. Well, Primus are hoping third time's a charm for their Rush tribute tour that will feature a complete performance of the album A Farewell to Kings. They've rescheduled the trek for June through August of 2021. It was initially set to start the fall of 2019, but the Les Claypool-led trio were asked to open Slayer's final U.S. tour and pushed it to this May, which then turned out to be postponed due to COVID-19. So now it'll start next June 9th in Houston and conclude August 20th in Berkeley, California. Wolfmother and Either the Sword of the Battle will open nearly all of the shows. You can go to primusville.com for the complete tour schedule. What do you think about this? Bands doing tributes, a complete tour to a show to a different band.
Is it lazy?
That's because here's the thing. Primus has their own stuff. And I love Rush. I do. I think it'd be awesome to see like a really good professional band cover because, you know, we've all been there. We've all seen it. And I'm not knocking, you know, bands, but we've all been to that bar where they got a cover band and it's all right. They're playing songs, you know, but you get, you know, full on professional, you know, records, you know, a national touring record selling band doing justice to the music that is also of a band that you love. I mean, I could kind of like it, but yeah, what's I could maybe see doing like part of the show is Rush and then maybe some of the original stuff because you know there's going to be Primus fans there that don't care about Rush. They're going to be like, no, come on, play Jerry Was a Race Car Driver.
We want to hear, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm thinking. It's like a full show, huh?
And
the
if
full show,
if a Rush fan is like, oh, awesome, this is a, and they go to the show and it's not, you know, what they, I don't know. Just see. Kind of crazy that idea. They do a full on tour of just Rush, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. I think you got to at least mix it up a little bit. Like, here's like kind of the analogy I'm thinking about right now. It's like if you go to those big DJ concerts and you got this one DJ like we'll say blah blah blah. Why is he up there and getting paid so much more money than all the other ones? It's because he's making his own music.
Yeah.
You know, you got one style who just plays all of everybody else's music.
Yeah.
And you got that group. And then you got guys who actually make their own music and then perform it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like Primus. You make your own damn music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quit selling. I'm not saying they're selling themselves short by doing a Rush tribute, but can you do both?
That's what I was kind of thinking. Maybe, like, you go and every other night, maybe one night Primus opens and then Rush Primus opens. Another one, you know, Rush Primus starts and then Primus, I don't know. Like I said, not knocking the guys. It's cool. I think it's great that they're paying homage to Rush. And, you know, especially now with Neil Peart passing on, we're never going to see the original Rush lineup ever again. So I think that's kind of cool. But yeah. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Weird. I kind of have the same feeling about covers sometimes. I love covers, man. I love hearing it in a different way. I love hearing it. I do. But at the same time, like when a band comes out with, like, three of them, I'm just like, all right, you're getting lazy, man. Like you need to come out with your own material.
Yeah.
You just can't keep covering songs all the time and then expect them to be hits, you know, or be, I don't know. I just think it's kind of lazy.
You just watch me. I'm going to do every single cover. That's all it's going to be. Anyway, well, again, you can find out more primusville.com for that. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1953, Don Dokken was born in Los Angeles, California. Obviously, you know Don Dokken as the lead singer and founding member of Dokken, which was, you know, one of the great bands to come out of the hair metal world there, officially formed in 79. He was doing a different band and had some luck, but then he formed Dokken in 79, and then they did some stuff until 89, kind of broke up for a bit, and then they got back together a few years later, reimagining. But yeah, Dokken's one of my favorite. When I'm in my hair metal mood, Dokken's definitely on the playlist to get that smell of Aquanet in the air, if you know what I mean. So
that's with two Ks, Brock.
That's it with two Ks. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. in rock history, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.